Hello, my Audioboo friends. It's Stefano here, also known as Slandy on Audioboo. And I just left my contribution to Time to Understand, Paul O'Mani's suggestion. And I think it was a wonderful idea. I'm not exactly sure if my contribution was exactly what he was looking for. But that's okay. You know, that's part of the diversity. But I'm going to take this one step further at this moment. It is currently 10 minutes past 12 noon here in Montreal. And in about 2 minutes, it'll then be 12th minute of the 12th hour of the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the millennium. And then I'll take it one step further and see if I can actually pinpoint the 12th second of that 12th minute. And I guess I won't go into infinitum. Otherwise, we could, in fact, as I'm making lunch here, get into the 12th 100th of a second. And infinitum, right? You can go down to the smallest bit. Of course, it's going to be a little bit difficult because I don't have an actual countdown timer. Let me see if I can find one here on my iPhone. I do have a clock, but it was not going to tell me the precise seconds. No, it won't do that. I'm going to have to configure my clock here to show seconds. Should have done this earlier. I'm terribly sorry about this. Let's see. Date and time. Oh, no, it doesn't quite show that. Oh, look at that. I'm sure it's somewhere. I just can't see it right now. No matter. Anyway, we'll just kind of bluff it. Yesterday, I was talking to my daughter. We were waiting for my wife at the bus stop and in the car, and we were talking about the 12th of the 12th of the 12th, and I told her that, you know, it's going to be the last time we see this, and then she pipes up in her wonderful 9-year-old innocence, and she says, yeah, but Dad, if I live to be 100 years old, rather, 109, so if, oh, there we go. It's now the 12th minute of the 12th hour, and I've probably been talking for a good 12 seconds, so it's probably the 12th second of the 12th minute, or was the 12th second of the 12th minute of the 12th hour of the 12th day of the 12th month of the 12th year of the millennium. There, I did it. And so she went on to say that if she lived 100 years more, she will then be 109 in the year 2112. And it kind of struck me. 2112 is the name of an album by my favorite rock group, Rush. And to think that if my daughter could conceivably, and I hope that she does, but could conceivably live to 109 years old, she will actually be alive and see the date, 2112. When I realized this, I had to stop. I had to really think about this. Not so much for the significance of the Rush album, although that's kind of neat, being a Rush freak the way I am. But it's just more for the fact that 2112, wow. Because basically that's, what do they call that? Not an anagram, it's a, well, anyway, when you flip it around, right? I don't have the word right now. But basically 2112, if you flip it around, it's still 2112. Probably the reason why they picked that particular date for the album and for the song. And so I'm thinking about this, I'm going, wow, you know, that's just truly amazing. And it just struck me, what struck me most was my daughter's almost nonchalantness in saying that she'll live another 100 years. And it started me thinking, unfortunately, in two completely diverse directions. One is my incredible optimism and idealism when it comes to the future of our species and the future of our planet. But that's diametrically opposed to the often thought, I guess, of how we may not make it that far because we just, well, to put it this way, I just don't think humans get it. I just don't think we get it. As humans, we're intelligent, we're extremely versatile, we are adaptable to a fault, we can adapt to the hottest of deserts, we can live in the coldest of climates, we have been able to literally move mountains, we have reached up to the stars and have landed on other planets, we have escaped the grasp of our Earth, we have escaped the grasp of our Sun, and we now have an object, a man-made object that is reaching out, literally reaching out to another star, and that's the Voyager spacecraft. And yet, with all that, we still can't get a fundamental thing like getting along with your neighbor. We cannot grasp the fundamental need to get along with each other and to stop fighting and bickering over an untold amount of things. I'm not even going to get into it because I've always said to myself, when you talk about either politics, religion, you're bound to offend somebody. Either one way or another. And so I'm not going to touch on any one subject, but, and we all know what they are, so I'm not going to go there. And each one of us has a different idea of what causes conflicts between people. But if you boil it down to its constituent parts, it's because we're not willing as a species to understand each other and to understand that the diversity that we have on this planet is to be graced, to be respected, to be awed upon, that never mind the biological diversity, but the diversity of people, of cultures, of ideas, and all, you know, and we all live on this one beautiful blue little marble. I'm going to leave you with one last thing. I'm also a big Star Trek fan, and there's a little acronym that's used by Spock and the Vulcans, and I think it's called IDIC, IDIC, which stands for Infinite Diversity in Infinite Combinations. And I think that says it all. So have yourselves a wonderful day. You know, no fireworks went off. Nothing happened on the 12th of the 12th of the 12th of the 12th of the 12th. Except perhaps that we've all, as a community here on Audio Boo, and hopefully it's spread out, we've all learned a little bit more of understanding each other and living in peace. Thank you.